Now, you may have read in the newspaper, if you're a classic car enthusiast, if you're someone who likes a little number plate fanciness, and maybe your own custom plates or some of those, the historic plates, what are they called? Heritage plates. Well, the Victorian government has decided that they are going to step in. Some of those double-digit plates, you know, the black and white ones that have been in circulation since, you know, way back when, apparently one that was number 59 sold for over $500,000 last year. And a couple of years before that, the number 21 got snapped up. The Victorian government has said, okay, everybody, from now on, custom plates, anything that may be valuable will actually be owned by us. To give us a bit of insight into the thinking around this, James Nichols joins us. He's a classic car expert. He's also the founder of the Sydney Harbour Concours d'Elegance. I don't know how to say it, and this is embarrassing now that I've tried. James, good afternoon.
Hi, Jacqueline. Sydney Harbour Concours d'Elegance, that's how you say it.
Don't be fancy with me, James, and then twist it. Tell me, what is this fascination around, you know, a classic number plate or, you know, this whole collector business with this?
Yes, it's quite interesting, isn't it? I mean, I'm a classic car expert and I really understand the interest around classic cars and the machinery and the beauty and the looks of it. With number plates, I find it quite an interesting concept. But, you know, where people are interested, there will be collectors and there's supply and demand from those collectors. But I must admit, I personally find it incredibly interesting that people are prepared to pay so much money for something that they don't actually own. Now, it's slightly different in New South Wales to Victoria anyway. In New South Wales, you only have ever had the right to display. You never have actually owned the number plate. And it looks like, from what I'm just reading here in the newspaper, that that's now going to be adopted in Melbourne as well. So you don't actually own the number plate. So I sold New South Wales NSW 36, I think, is the lowest or highest number that I've ever sold at auction. And that went for a lot of money.
How much money? This is what we're here for, James. The money. How much cash?
It was 700 and something from a couple of years ago. I can't quite recollect.
Sorry? 700 and something thousand?
Yes, for New South Wales 36. So New South Wales number plates traditionally fetch a little bit more than Victorian number plates. And in turn, New South Wales and Victoria, their number plates go for traditionally more than, say, Tasmania or WA. And that's because of their history. They go back earlier. So I think what you were talking about earlier is really quite important, this difference between custom plates and heritage plates. So I sort of get it around the heritage plates.
Well, you made a bucket of cash off yours.
Well, I'd never made any money out of it, did I? I wouldn't be doing this radio interview if I made any.
You would, James. You'd be like, I'm compelled by this woman who can't say d'Elegance. Is that how you say it?
I'm not sure.
I don't know anymore either. So you kind of get it, but in terms of the custom plates, I mean, it's a way, I mean, the classic car even, that's your world. Is it a way of being seen, of having something unique?
I think, you know, obviously people's individual reasons for doing things or collecting things or buying things varies. For some people, I'm sure it's a way of showing how they're different. For others, it's a means of preserving that piece of social history, you know, that moving piece of history. You know, for some people, it's thinking back to when they were a younger person and, you know, this was their first car, this was the car that their mum and dad drove, that type of thing. So it varies from person to person. But the plates, I suppose it's about one-upmanship. If you've got Vic 1, you're one step ahead of the person who's got Vic 2, I suppose, and you're top of the list.
And what's the difference between like a custom and a heritage? I guess custom become heritage?
No, I don't believe so. The heritage plates are the previous plates that were issued, you know, back in the early days of motoring, 1910, 1920s, you know, pre-war. Which were issued, and they started off. So if you, the first person to register a car in Victoria had Vic 1, and then number 2, then number 3. And now we're at, you know, you go along to register your car, you get given a random number off a computer. So the heritage plates are the historical plates that have always been in the system. And I suppose that historical link contributes significantly to their desirability. The custom plates are basically what you and I can just log on to the system and create. And I read in the newspaper that, you know, Man United is available for $40,000. Well, you've got to be crazy to support Man United anyway, so maybe you are going to.
You and your editorial perspectives today, James, have been very, we've loved them. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, giving us a bit of insight into this world of the custom and heritage number plate. Enjoy your afternoon.